Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Moment of Deliverance. This is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson, coming to you tonight by way of Anchor Podcast. Glory to God. It is my prayer that as you join in on tonight, as you're driving down the highway in your vehicle, as you are preparing to go to bed for tonight, resting, glory to God, wherever you may find yourself at, when you are listening to this podcast, just want to say welcome. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. I just want to talk to you a little bit about loving the skin I'm in. Loving the skin I'm in. How many of us can truly say that we love the skin that we are in? The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms 139, verse number 14, it says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, verse number 26, it says we were made in his image and in his likeness. Glory be to God. So on tonight, I just want to ask you that question. Do you love the skin that you are in? Glory to God. When you love the skin that you are in, you become confident of who you are. You become confident in who God created you to be. You become confident in knowing the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. According to Jeremiah 29 and 11 and 12, the Bible tells us and let us know that he has plans and hope of a good future for each and every one of us that is listening on this podcast. Do you love the skin that you are in? Have you yet found out that purpose that God has for your life? Or are you wandering, trying to figure out where you fit in, trying to figure out what tribe you belong to, trying to figure out what exactly it is that God is desiring of me? Loving the skin that you're in brings us to a point in our lives where we know the plan that God has for me is hope and a good future. Therefore, I'm going to walk out the plan that God has for my life. I'm not trying to walk out the plan that God has for your life or for anyone else's life. When you know who you are in Christ and you love the skin that you are in, you become confident in what God has called you to. When you think about the word confidence, that means that you are sure of that thing. There's no doubt, there's no fear, glory to God, in who and what God has called you to be and what he has called you to do. Loving the skin that you are in, there is no jealousy, there is no animosity that's in your heart towards anyone else. But you take that time to spend that one-on-one quality time with the Lord so that he can reveal to you exactly who you are. A part of that revelation and finding out who you are, you come to grips with what you like. You come to grips with what you don't like. You come to grips with the giftings, the talents, and the abilities that God has given to you. When you love the skin that you're in, you begin to live on the virtuous elements of God. Loving the skin that you're in, you become patient with the process that God has placed before your life. You don't get frustrated. You don't give up. You don't give in. You don't become manipulative. You don't become intimidating to others. Because I love the skin that I'm in, glory to God, I can walk this thing out with God with the spirit of surety and knowing that if God called us to it, he is faithful and just to see us all the way through your process. The Bible lets us know that he is faithful to complete the work that he has started on the inside of us. Loving the skin that you're in brings you to a point in your life where you no longer have to make a decision. Did God call me to this? Did God call me to that? Did God say this is who I am? But you can come into agreement with what God says according to his word and according to his will concerning you. I want to encourage everybody on tonight. Take a close look at the Psalm 139:14 where it says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. When God made you, when God made me, when God made our brothers and our sisters in Christ, he did not make any mistakes in who he made. When he did creation and he went through each day, God saw that everything that he created was good. Glory to God. So when God looked at you, he saw that it was a good thing. Glory to God. When God formed you in your mother's womb, he said, it's a good thing. Glory to God. So when you love the skin that you are in, you come into agreement in knowing that who God created you to be, it was no mistake. The size that you are is no mistake. The shade of your skin is no mistake. Your stature as far as your height is no mistake. The vein that you flow in is no mistake. You are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. God did not make a mistake when he made you. Glory to God. When you love the skin that you are in, you embrace your uniqueness because there's only one of you. You don't try to mirror anybody else. You don't try to be like anybody else. You don't try to duplicate anybody else. But when the Bible says we were made in his image and in his likeness, that word is talking about God, Jesus Christ himself. We are made in his image. So when I love the skin that I'm in, I'm not intimidated by you. I'm not in a place where I'm jealous or envious of you. I'm not in a place where I covet anything that God has done in you and through you. And neither should you be intimidated by the anointing that God has placed on my life. Glory to God. So when we think about loving the skin that we're in, we're telling God, God, I am grateful unto you. Because when you created me, my makemanship, God, is in your image. Therefore, because I love the skin that I'm in, God, I want to act like you. God, I want to be like you. God, I want to walk like you. God, I want to talk like you. Yet I know I'm not you, God. So, Father, I just thank you for every listener on tonight that you would let them know that you have a purpose and a plan for their life. In spite of challenges that come our way along this journey as we're going through our process to loving the skin that we're in, God is with us. He is for us. He's not against us. Loving this skin that we are in helps us to be able to identify the love that Jesus Christ has for us. The Bible lets us know in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever would believeth in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. Loving the skin that you are in give you access to live eternally with the Father. Loving the skin that you're in sets you up for salvation. Loving the skin that you're in sets you up for purpose. Loving the skin that you're in help you to be all that God created you to be. So on tonight, hashtag and share this message with somebody else. If somebody is battling with the fact that they think their size is too big or they think their size is too small, if somebody is battling with the fact of whatever it may be that God have called them to be, if someone that you know is battling with identity crisis and identity issues, let them know that they were made in the image of Jesus Christ. Let them know that to love themselves is to love God. Because the God that we serve is a God of love. I want to encourage you all on tonight. If you don't love the skin that you're in, I want you all to take a self-analysis on tonight. Why is it that you don't love the skin that you're in? Is it that you're not focusing enough on the purpose and the plan that God predestined specifically for you? When you think about not loving the skin that you're in, is it that you're comparing yourself or your walk, your talk, your actions with somebody else's life? When you say that you don't love the skin that you are in, what are you basing that self-hatred on? Oh God, many that will listen have much self-hatred for themselves. And because they self-hate themselves, it's hard for you to love somebody else when you don't love yourself. Glory be to God. I want to encourage you. Start loving God first. Learn to love yourself second. Then it's easy to love others. When we don't love the skin we're in, we live in a place of misery. We're miserable with ourselves. We're miserable with our brothers and our sisters in the body of Christ. And we're so miserable that we even negate the authority of God in our lives. I'm telling you, if you learn to love the skin that you're in, setting aside all animosity, setting aside all self-differences, setting aside all those issues and those things, those mountains that the enemy present before you, setting all those things to the side and just learn to embrace the God that created you. When you begin to embrace the God that created you, you will find that everything regarding God is representation of love. Living on the virtuous elements of God. I want to encourage you all. Get the peace of God in your hearts on tonight. Get the peace of God in your mind on tonight. Make up your mind. I've decided that I want to serve you wholeheartedly. I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. I want to know you in my life. God, I want you to reveal yourself to me in an intimate and in a loving way. God, show me all of you and all of your glory. That as I learn to love you, I can also learn to love who you created me to be. I don't want to look like anybody else. I don't want to be a carbon copy, God. But I want to be an original because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. What are you speaking over yourself? Think about it on tonight. Have you spoken life and that more abundantly over yourself? Do you love yourself enough to say that I am victorious, not in some things, but in all things? When I love myself, I see myself the way that the Creator sees me, without flaws, without blemishes, perfect according to His divine will. Ask God to help you identify the purpose that He predestined for your life. And as you begin to do that, God is going to unveil Himself to you in that personal and in that intimate way. Glory to God. I pray on tonight that this podcast will bless your life tremendously. I pray on tonight that you will begin to love the skin that you are in. And if you don't love the skin that you're in, I encourage you to seek the Lord in a greater dimension, even as this podcast comes to an end. Spend more time just loving on God, simply because He's God. Not that you're looking for anything, not that you want a pat on your back, not that you want kudos, but God, just because you're God, I embrace you. Right here on this podcast on tonight, I want to prophesy to every listener that greater shall be your portion. Hallelujah. You're about to walk into a season of your life where God is going to show you how to love you. God is saying on tonight, I'm going to teach you how to love who I created you to be. I'm going to teach you to embrace me so that you can embrace you. Glory to God. If this message has blessed your life on tonight, if you receive the word of the Lord that God is about to transform some areas of your life, He's about to bring you out of the season of lack. He's about to bring you out of the season of self-sabotage and destruction. Many of you that are listening, because you don't love yourself, you're finding that you're beginning to operate in a place of self-sabotage. repetitively destroying yourselves. It's not that Satan is doing it, but you're doing it to yourself for the simple reason you don't like yourself. And because you don't like yourself, you don't like what you see. Hallelujah. So on tonight, it is my prayer. I'm touching and agreeing with everyone that's going to listen, even if it's months, years to come, that even as you are listening, the spirit of love would just rest on you. That you won't tear down what God is trying to build up and establish in you. But you will learn to embrace God and all that He has for you. Glory to God. Once again, this is your host and founder, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson. This is the moment of deliverance. Glory to God. I am the overseer and founder of Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship, where my overseer and founder is Apostle Keith Johnson. The Free in Christ International Women's Fellowship meet the first Saturday of every month from 1 o'clock p.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. We are located at 6701 Cold Harbor Road in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Our worship service is every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Hashtag and share and invite a friend, a coworker, a family member, or a loved one to just stop by and get a word from the Lord and see what God is saying. Pull up to the table and eat what God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. Hashtag and share and let someone know. You can meet Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson right here on Anchor Podcast every Tuesday night and every Thursday night, roughly around 11 o'clock p.m. on those nights. Until next time, you all do be blessed. And one last thing, love the skin that you are in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You deserve it all, God. Everything goes back to you, God. And I thank you. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. I ain't thankful for this day, God. For this is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Hallelujah, God. A day of new grace and a day of new mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for even for the sunshine. For the rain, God, I thank you for it all, God. I thank you.
Thank you, Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, God.
Oh, God, if it wasn't for the rain, God, we wouldn't be no sunshine, God. And I thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, God, and I thank you.
Woo,
I thank you for
God.
It all, God.
Yes.
For being God and being still in control, God. I thank you, God. You know when we need the rain, you know when we need the sun, God. You know it all, God. I thank you for being an all-knowing God. I thank you, God. Whatever you want to do, God. Without me, God, and I thank you. And I thank you.
Yay, God, I thank you,
God,
Jesus.
God, I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you praise, God, for you're worthy to receive glory and honor. Hallelujah, God. God, my God, my God, my God, I thank you. On this morning, God.
Woo.
On this bright Sunday morning, God.
God, I thank you. God. Yes,
somebody,
God.
God. I thank you down on the inside of them. Woo. Somebody, my God, woke up this morning, God, said, I thank you for a new day. Day of new grace and new mercy. Hallelujah, God. I thank
my
you.
My God,
for
thank
day.
You, Jesus.
Somebody didn't get to see this day, God, but you, I thank you, God, that you still allow me to be in the land of the living, God. Praising you and giving you the glory, giving you the honor, my God. What I was born and what I was created to do. Hallelujah, is worship you, God. And I thank you, God, and you only, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of this world. Oh God, I thank you for your Son Jesus. That is for us. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you for this new year, God. Hallelujah. For allowing us to see another year. Hallelujah, God. For this is a new year, God. Hallelujah. And I have to name this title today, My New Beginning. Hallelujah. My God, let this be your new beginning. Let today be your new beginning. Hallelujah. A new year starts a new beginning.
Hallelujah. My God, thank you, Jesus. God, yes. Glory.
My God, this is your new beginning. Woo. Hallelujah. You got to make up in your mind. You got to have a made up mind. This is going to be a new beginning for me. Hallelujah. This is going to be a new beginning for me. This is going to be
Woo.
My year.
Oh, God,
a new
yes.
change in my life.
My
year
God.
This is going to be a year that I'm going to live for God like never before. This is going to be a new year that I'm going to get all that God has for me. This year is going to be a year like no other because I'm going to serve God to my fullest. I'm going to serve God to my full capacity. Hallelujah. God, fill me up until I want no more. Fill me up, Lord, until I overflow. My God, my God, my God, this is my new beginning.
Whew, fill me up,
God,
Lord.
God,
hey.
This is my new beginning. My God, God gave us a sunshine on this day. On your new day of new beginning, God is giving you sunshine. Hallelujah. My God. God is giving you sunshine on this day. A day of your new beginning.
My Lord, my Lord.
God. My God. Somebody's down on their knees praising God this morning. Because God has given them another chance. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, he's a God of a second chance. You might have messed up last night. You might have messed up the night before. You might have messed up the whole year of 2022. But God has given you a new day.
Oh, God, thank you. Yes, God.
My God, he wiped away your tears and allowed you to come into a new year of a new beginning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
He did it. That's right. That's right. My God, thank you.
He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it.
Yes.
But his grace.
His grace.
My God.
His grace.
Us to come through another year. So God, I thank you that your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah for me. Your grace is sufficient for us. Hallelujah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly that you allow me to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah, my God. So I'm going to take every opportunity that you have given me to give you praise. If I had 10,000
yes.
times,
hey, God, I thank you.
My God, my God, I won't allow a rock to cry out in my place because you have given me a tongue to praise you for myself. So I ain't allowed no rock to cry out on my behalf because you have been good to me. Hallelujah. Better than I have been to myself. So God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I wouldn't dare to allow a rock to speak for me.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
When you have given me a tongue, my God, and a house, my God, and a new one to praise you, God, I thank you. Glory be to God. I'm reminded even on this morning, hallelujah, how a new year got even started for the Israelites' children, how the new year got started even for the people of God. Hallelujah. When God created, my God, mankind, he created them to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And here we find in the book of Exodus how God had allowed his people to come out of bondage because they cried out to God. Hallelujah. God heard their cry. Anytime God's people cry out to God with a sincere heart, with a sincere mind, with a sincere spirit, God hears your cry. Hallelujah. God said, because I heard you cry out to me. Hallelujah. He sent a deliverer. My God, to deliver them out of all their troubles, to deliver them out of all their sorrows. Hallelujah. Because their cry came up out of the land before God on his throne. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. He heard their cry. Even in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse number 1, it says, hallelujah, Exodus, chapter 12, verse number 1, hallelujah, my God, God heard their cry. Hallelujah. And he sent a deliverer. And he said, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, hallelujah, in the land of Egypt. While he was in the land of Egypt, God said, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
My God,
the
my
beginning
God. Teach
of months.
Bishop.
The beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to who? To you. My God, my God.
Hey,
my God, my
God.
God. My God, my God. My God, I'm going to stop right there. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. God told Moses and Aaron, my God, while they was in Egypt, while they was in bondage, while they was in the land.
Woo, that's good, Bishop.
While he was bringing them out, while he was bringing them out of bondage. He said, my God, when I bring you out of bondage, when you step out of bondage, he said, this will be the first month of a new year for you. My God, so when every time God delivers, my God, his people, my God, it's a new beginning. So he gave them a new month of a new year. God went, my God, and changed time for them to give them a new year, a new month. Hallelujah. He said, let this be the first month of the year. He changed the calendar just for them. He moved back time and changed the calendar. They
my
gave them a
God.
New start. A new beginning. So God, my God, this day right here is very important to God. This year started, my God, this month started off everything in the Hebrew calendar. My God, this was the beginning of the Hebrew calendar because God had brought them out to bring them in.
My God.
Brought you out to bring you in. So you should be shouting right now.
Woo!
Right
hey.
Now because God brought you out of 2022, a year of bondage, a year of trouble, a year of trials and tribulation. He brought you out of that year, my God, to bring you into a new year, a day of new grace and new mercy. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you, God. Right hey, thank you, Jesus.
We don't shout as the world shouts. The world shouts because a new year is on the calendar, but they don't realize the magnitude of what had just taken place in their life. Because this day is supposed to be a new day of new grace and new mercy. Hallelujah. We don't shout like the world shouts. They shout and dance all night because it's a new year. We know it's a new year, but it's a new year that God himself created for the people that he brought out of bondage. God has brought
my
you out of
God.
Bondage. My God, and he brought
hey.
You out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you should shout.
Preach,
right
Bishop.
Right now,
hey,
God is giving you a new
Woo.
Day, a new
God.
Month,
yes.
a new year. My God, to give him glory, to give him praise, and to worship him and him only shall we worship him. My God, my God, my God.
Woo, God, thank you, Jesus.
My new beginning.
Hey.
Make this personal. This is your new beginning. My God, this is Make it personal. Touch yourself right there in your chest and say, this is my new beginning.
This is my new beginning. This is my new beginning.
Hey,
this is the year that God chose.
This is the year that God chose. The month that God chose to bring me out of Egypt. My God, to bring me in the land flowing with milk and honey. My God, I'm about to go come out of Egypt into a land flowing with milk and honey. My God, prepared for me. God prepared this land just for me. Hallelujah. God prepared this moment in time just for you. God prepared this month of this year just for you, to bring you out, to bring you in to his newness, to his fullness.
Woo!
That's why the sun is so bright this morning, because God will give you a new day. Hallelujah. My God, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall
be
glad and rejoice.
My God,
I'm going to enjoy this day, because this is the day that God has chose to bring me out. My God. Hallelujah.
Woo, God.
All of Egypt.
Hey.
Hallelujah. And to land of Canaan. The land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Out of
my
bondage.
My God,
could you imagine the Israelites when they was coming out of bondage? He came out into their new month. He came out into their new year that has been proclaimed by God to be shouting and dancing. Hallelujah, my God, and singing and praising and worshiping. Look what the Lord has done.
God has done great things for us.
God has done great things for you. Hallelujah, my God. Look what the Lord has done. My God, didn't nobody do it but God. Couldn't nobody do it but God. Only God could brought Egypt out of that land. My God, Pharaoh didn't want them to go. Pharaoh wouldn't refuse to let them go. But God said, my God, let my people go. Satan has got a hold on you right now. But God told him to loose you and let you go.
My God,
speak a word. It has to come to pass. But God says it has to come to pass. God said, loose them and let them go.
Whatever God says,
what God says will stand. Can no devil in hell stop God's word? God's word has been tried and has been found to be true. Can no devil in hell hold you back when God says, let my people go?
Woo!
My God.
Hey, God, I thank you.
God said, I'm going to give them a new day.
A new day.
A new year to praise me, to worship me, because I am their deliverer. Hallelujah. My God.
Woo!
My God, we came out of December. From celebrating Christmas, celebrating the birth of Christ, celebrating God's birth. Hallelujah. Right into a month. My God, help us, God, today. Do you get what just happened? A day, we just celebrated Christmas. A day our Savior was born. Right into a new year. My God. A new beginning. Hallelujah. A new year. All came together. Just as Moses delivered the children out of Egypt. Hallelujah. On to a new year. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, I thank you.
Look at God.
God, I thank you.
The mind of God. Who can discern the mind of God? Hallelujah. Unless he be in God. Hallelujah. We came out of December from celebrating Christmas right into the month of January to celebrate a new year. My God. Did you know that God changed the calendar just before he freed the Hebrews from out of Egypt?
My God. My God. My God.
My God.
Whew, Jesus.
He made that month of deliverance the first month of the year. That month of deliverance was the first month of the year. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, spoke to both of them in the land of Egypt while they was in the land, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
My God, my God, my God.
To my people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, his dwelling place, will always have a safe habitation. Let me repeat that again. The man who has made God his dwelling place will always have a safe habitation. My God, my God.
Woo!
Have you made God your dwelling place? Made God your dwelling place. You have a safe habitation. You're in the right hands. You are in the hands of Almighty God. Our hope is not in the new year. Don't get me wrong. Our hope is not in the new year, but in the one who makes it all things brand new.
My Lord. Whew. My God.
Our hope is not in the new year. Because who knows what this year holds? Nobody knows what this year is going to bring. But once we make God our dwelling place, we got a safe habitation for this year. God will do the miraculous to bring you into the end of this year. Because the Bible says, as I read last night, God's eyes is on the beginning of the year.
Yes, yes.
Until the end of the year concerning you.
My God, he'll keep you. My God.
So he's watching over you from the beginning of this year. From the time he bring you out of Egypt until the time he fulfilled what he promised you in the land of Canaan. Hallelujah, the land flowing with milk and honey. So whatever trials you got to go through, trials and tribulations you have to go through throughout this year, you don't count it, my God, wrong, but count it all joy.
Because my
you
God.
You are in the right hands. You in the hands of
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
You in the right dwelling place because God is still in control.
He yes.
He has it all worked out. He
has yes.
it all figured out. My God, so we don't have to worry about the things that the world worry about. Because our hope is not in the year. Because our hope is in the Lord that will bring us through this year. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He brought me to this year. He will surely see me through it. Hallelujah. Because I got a safe dwelling place. My dwelling place is a safe habitation with God.
My God.
I will look to the hills with coming my help. My help and your help coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, so whenever I get in trouble, my God, whenever I can't see my way, all I got to do is call on his name. Hallelujah.
My
all
Lord, my God.
To him, and he will hear my cry. Hallelujah. The Bible promised us that he will never put more on us than we can bear. So if you got to the point where you can't bear it any longer.
Woo!
God. You can't take it no
hey, my God.
God will send, my God, you are a lifeline. He will will send you a wrath. My God, just
my
like
God.
He sent Noah. My God, just like he sent Jonah. My God, he sent him a fish. My God, just swallow him up. My God, to save him, to preserve his life. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Hey, God. God, I thank you.
He brought you out of the hands of Pharaoh, out of the hands of the enemy, to bring you to a place of safety. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. God didn't bring you this far to leave you now. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God.
My Lord, my God.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging for bread. My God, my God. My God, my God. The writer says, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken. My God, my God. My God, my God. He said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah. My God,
my God. God.
He said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. My God, we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. God will never forsake his people. God will never leave. He promised us in his word. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
My God, thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God,
hey,
that's a promise
God,
from
I
God.
Thank you.
My God, have God made you a promise like this?
Woo!
My God promised you, my God, that he will never
God,
leave you.
God, I thank
he promised you.
You,
he will my never God. Forsake you. My God, my God, my God, man will make you many promises. Man will tell you, my God, I will never leave you. Man will say, I will never leave you by yourself. My God, he's not like man.
God.
He's that he should lie.
Hey.
He's not a man that he should lie. He promised, my God, that I will be with you always, even until the end. He told Peter that before he left, he said, I will be with you always.
Always.
Even until the end.
Even to the end.
Because he's Emmanuel. He's God with us. My God, wherever you breathe in right now, you're breathing in God. He said,
any
two gathered in my name. He said, I'm in the midst. If you got two or more people in your house right now, you better believe that God is with you right now. My God, he said, any two gathered in my name. He said, I'm in the midst. Every time you come together, my God, with two people talking about God, praising God, serving God, you better believe that God is in the house.
Yes.
My God,
hallelujah.
Somebody, he's in the house.
He's in the house.
He's in the house.
He's in the house.
My God, yes,
my God, he's in the house.
He's in the house. Because any two gathered in my name. My God, any two gathered together and talking about me. Any two gathered together, my God, praising me. Any two gathered together, worshiping me. Any two gathered together,
any two.
My God, acknowledging me. God,
any I two.
Will show up every time.
Hey, thank you,
time.
Jesus.
I will show up every time. He said, I will be right there. Any two gathered together in
any
my name.
Any two. Any two.
I'm right there. Hallelujah.
Any
my
two.
God, my God.
My God.
Have you ever had God to show up? My God, right where you are. Hallelujah. Just because you are my God, praising him, talking about him, worshiping him, my God, acknowledging him, he will show up every time. Hallelujah. My God,
all men, my God,
should be born again. My God, all men should be born again.
Ooh,
we've been born with a sin nature. We've been born with a sin nature. My God, my God, my God. Unless a man is born again, he will never enter into the kingdom of God. So I have to be born again. How can you be born again? Must I enter my mother's womb a second time?
God.
The demon said, must I enter my mother's womb? He was confused about being born again. He said, must I enter my mother's womb a second time? My God, my God, my God.
Woo!
My God.
Woo!
Understand. God was saying, must a man be born again? He said, must I enter my mother's womb a second time? God said, no. All you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, that Christ raised, that God raised Jesus from the dead. And today he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. My God,
my God,
you confess those things. Today, my God, you have been born again. Hallelujah, you have been born again. You are a new creature. My God, my God. All men should be born again at the beginning of a new year. At the new year, my God, at the new year, that's your new beginning. because you are a new creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a new creature now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, my God. My God. You must be born again. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Here we're talking about Apostle Paul. He was talking to the Corinthians church. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ.
In Christ.
And therefore, if any man be in Christ, Christ. He is. You are. I am a new creature. My God, my God.
Woo!
My God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, my God, he is a new creature. All things are passed away.
That's what it says, Bishop.
All things. What are those old things? My old way of talking. My old way of doing things, the old way I used to, my God, say things, the old way I used to live, my old way of living, living without God. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, the Bible says, behold, there's a turning right there. Old things are passed away. And it says, behold. That means hold on to this thought. Hold on to this moment. Hold on to this right here. He says, behold, my God, my God. The writer says, behold. Paul, the writer says, behold, all things are becoming new.
All things.
My hands are brand new. My mouth is brand new. My God, my feet are becoming brand new. I don't walk the way I used to walk.
Come on, Bishop.
The way I used to talk. I don't live the way I used to live because all things becoming brand new to me. My God, my mind don't think like I used to think. My God, let this mind be in you. That is also in
my new beginning. My God.
My new beginning becoming like Christ.
Woo.
My mind is thinking like Christ. I don't think the way the world think anymore. I don't talk the way the world talk anymore. I don't look at New Year like a New Year anymore. I see my New Year a little bit different now. I see my New Year as a new beginning
God.
For God to do something great. I see a new beginning to see God's hand move on my life mightily. God is about to move in my life like never before. God is about to move in your life like never before. He brought you out of Egypt just like he told Moses to tell the congregation, I'm bringing them out of the old. I'm bringing them out of Egypt. The old way of thinking. The old way of bondage. I'm bringing them out. No longer a slave to the world. I'm no longer a slave to the world. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me.
But I'm free. God, my God, thank you. You are free
Woo, in Christ. God. You are a new creature. You're no longer bound by slavery. You're no longer a slave to Pharaoh. You're no longer a slave to Satan. You're no longer a slave, but you are free right now. Because whom the Son set free is free indeed. But Christ has freed you from the sin of this world. My God, because you are a new creation.
My
in
God.
Christ Jesus.
My God.
He has made
God.
Everything concerning you brand new. Hallelujah. My God, look at your hands. My God, look at your hands. God has made everything brand new. My God, you ain't touched the things you used to touch. My God, look
Woo!
At your feet.
Hey!
You don't even go to places you used to go. My God, you used to go out there and dance all night long. My God, dance for in the club, dancing all night long. My God, but now, my God, God has made you a new creature. You don't do those things you used to do. You used to drink all night long. My God, get drunk till the next morning. But you don't no longer touch those things that defile
hey,
somebody.
Hey, God, I thank you.
My God, those things that you used to do.
My
you
God,
have no
my God.
To do it anymore because God has freed you from those things. You are a new creation now. Hallelujah. Paul told the risen church, you are a new creation now. Those things you used to do, those things that you did not knowing what you was doing. My God, you have been forgiven by God. And God has made everything brand new concerning you. You are a new creation right now. You are a new creature right now. Because God has made you brand new. He has freed you from the hands of the enemy. You couldn't free yourself.
Ooh,
you couldn't
God,
free yourself.
Hey.
Satan would not let you go. Satan would never let you go. Satan couldn't let you go because he's the devil. He couldn't let you go. But God came down and snatched the keys from him. God came and took the keys out of his hand. God snatched back you. God snatched your soul back from the devil and told the devil, you are a liar. You lied yesterday.
Hey,
you're
God, I thank you,
you
Jesus.
You are still a liar. You have no power. You have no authority. My God, God came and showed him, my God, on Calvary's cross, that who got all power. All power has been given unto me. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. When he snatched back the
woo, God, hey, my God.
My God. Of death. Hallelujah. My God, he snatched it back. My God, and he placed it in the hands of the believer. Now you are a new creation. You are a new creature, no longer bound by sin, no longer bound by slavery, because you are now free in Christ.
Ooh, hallelujah. God, no longer thank you, bound. Jesus.
No more chains holding me, because I'm free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed.
My God, thank you.
Hallelujah. The old is gone.
The my old God, is my God, gone. The old, hey.
The old me is gone. My
hey.
God, you come to me and looking at the old me. You're looking at the wrong place, baby. You're looking in the wrong place. My God, I'm reminded of the demonic man was in the cave. He came looking for him in the cave. But my God, my Bible tells me they didn't find him in the cave. They found him outside of the
hey.
Cave.
Praise
him,
God.
My God,
hey,
in the temple.
Praise
him, God. My God, he couldn't find him where he thought he was going to be. They couldn't find him where the devil thought he had him bound. They found him clothed in his right
mind. In his right mind. Come on here, Bishop.
He met the Almighty God. When he met God, God freed him from the hands of the enemy. God has freed you from the hands of the enemy. My God, you are no longer the old creature. You
my
are a new
beginning.
Creature.
Hey, shut up. Oh, God, say God,
this
I'm
is your
say.
New beginning. My God, this is your new beginning. The first day, my God, of the month of a new year.
Just hey, as, my God, God Moses, I thank you.
Moses spoke it, my God, to the congregation as God had given it to him. Hallelujah, to tell my people this is their new beginning.
Whew, God, I thank you.
The old is gone.
The old is gone.
The new is here.
The new is here. Thank you, God.
My God, it's here. Right now. It's here today. This is your new beginning. A day of new grace and new mercy. My God, God has freed you from the hands of Pharaoh.
Woo!
He's freed you.
God, I thank
from
you.
From the bondage of sin. By sending his son Jesus to die on Calvary's cross to free you from slavery into his marvelous light.
My God.
Out of darkness to his marvelous light. The demonic man was in darkness, but God brought him into the light. Born again. After he met God.
Who God.
In the cave.
God, I thank you.
God met him right where he was at. God is going to meet you right where you are.
He's going to meet you right where you at.
My God, woman,
he's going to meet
cave,
you right where you at.
You're in a cave right now. All you got to do is say, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Cry out to him. Son of David. Have mercy on me, son of David. Have mercy on me. Hallelujah. And this will be your day of a new beginning. Hallelujah. All those that cry out to him, the Bible says he hears their cry. Hallelujah. He hears your cry.
Woo, God.
As you cry out to him right now, son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. He'll meet you right where you are. He'll give you a new day, a new beginning. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil."
Yes,
to
God.
To give you an expected end. An end of expectation. Expectations of knowing that God will come through for you in the end. Hallelujah. In the beginning, in the middle, right up to the end, God will do it. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Oh, God, thank you. Yes.
Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yes, he is. I am that I am. My God, Moses said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am that I am. My God."
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter, verse 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
My Lord.
Which according to his abundant mercy.
Yes.
Hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
My God.
No longer dead, but we are living. No longer dead. Hallelujah. But we are living according to God. Hallelujah. According to his word. Hallelujah. Living to the fullest. The abundant life that God has prepared for us. In Jesus' name, to give us expected end, peace, and not of evil. To give you that expected end that Jeremiah was talking about. God has given you, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. God thinks great thoughts towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Peace, be still.
In the name of Jesus, my Lord.
Concerning your life, as we live for God, the race is not given to the swift, nor to the meek, but those that endure to the end. God, I thank you right now for the enduring power that you have given to each and every one of us, that we may finish our race.
Thank you.
That you have given unto us. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for the enduring power. Finish this race. Hallelujah. My God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, God, for sealing up these words, sealing up these prayers. Hallelujah. That the enemy won't trespass against me. Satan, you are a liar. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus is against you. Can't touch what God has blessed.
Can't touch.
The blessings of the Lord add no sorrow. Thank you right now, God, for blessing us right now.
Right now.
Blessings over each and everyone that's on this line right now. Blessed in the city, blessed in the country, wherever your feet tread upon, God, consider you blessed. In Jesus' name, seal up every blessing that you have for your people, even right now on this line. Hallelujah, just calling on your name. And every family member, God, that associate with everybody's on this line, from generation to generation to generation. Bless each generation, God, concerning your people right now. In Jesus' name I pray. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, cover us right now in your blood, God, and keep us in Jesus' name until we meet again. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.